Now it's time for Half Hour to Health on 107.7 The Pulse.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like I knew that I would.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Jen this morning from Crossroads. Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like we should sing the happy birthday song, but I can't sing. Do you want to sing it?
No, nobody wants me to sing.
All right. Well, yeah. In that case, we'll just do a big happy birthday shout out to chiropractic.
Yes. Woohoo.
124 years ago, the very first chiropractic adjustment was given in Davenport, Iowa.
Yeah.
And we've had a birthday party this past week at the office.
We did. It was super fun.
Complete with cake from the Concord Food Co-op.
Yes.
Vegan carrot cake. Delicious.
It's so yummy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, balloons hung all over the walls. That made me happy.
And we had little scratch tickets.
Yes.
Where our practice members could scratch off a scratch ticket that either revealed that they were a winner for one of our prizes.
Yep.
Or it was almost like a fortune cookie, someone said. Yeah. A little saying on it.
Yes. I called it chiropractic wisdom, is what I said to somebody.
Mm-hmm. They were the winner of the chiropractic wisdom.
Yes.
And a piece of cake. However, there were 12 people that actually won prizes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been fun. We love having fun at Crossroads. You know, life is short and we enjoy what we do as chiropractors. I've been practicing for 19 years now. How long have you been?
I've been 10? 12?
12? 12. Where did the time 12? Go?
Yeah, 12. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So between the two of us, we both have graduated from what used to be the top chiropractic college in the country. That was me 19 years ago. And now Dr. Jen has graduated from what I think is now the very top chiropractic college in the country, Sherman College of Chiropractic. Big shout out to them. But the first adjustment was given at my alma mater. Mm-hmm. Well, there wasn't a college there then. But it was Davenport, Iowa. It was September 18th, and there was a deaf man named Harvey Lillard, and Dee Dee Palmer, who was a magnetic healer at the time, had heard about how Harvey had stooped over to pick something up. He was exerting himself in a cramped position, and he felt something give way in his back, and he was deaf. And I believe it was for 17 years following that he was deaf. And then he met Dee Dee Palmer, and Dee Dee Palmer saw that there was a bone that was racked from its normal position in his spine, and he adjusted Harvey's spine on a washboard bench.
That does not sound comfortable.
Does not sound like a modern day chiropractic table at all.
Nope.
No cushions, washboard bench. And apparently, after Harvey was adjusted, he could hear again.
That's amazing.
Yeah, his hearing was restored.
Yes.
Deaf man can hear again from single chiropractic adjustment. That's enough to launch a profession.
Yeah, it is.
So Dee Dee Palmer, this was 1895, in 1898 founded the Palmer School of Chiropractic, which then became Palmer College of Chiropractic many, 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 many years later, which is where I went to school. And I remember I was out touring the Palmer College of Chiropractic campus during centennial year.
Oh, wow.
It was a big celebration for the 100th anniversary of chiropractic. And, you know, I still hear people say on the street today, like, oh, I don't believe in chiropractic or chiropractic is voodoo or some other judgment on chiropractic. But I have to say that for a profession to last 124 years, there's got to be something to it.
Yes, definitely.
And we have the proof in the pudding. So many people at Crossroads over the years have written us testimonials.
Yeah.
We've got some of those to share today as a way to celebrate the 124th anniversary of that first adjustment. And if you open the newspaper ever, in our ads in the Concord Monitor and the Concord Insider, we try to once a month share our practice member of the month so you can see the visual changes that happen in a spine that's been subluxated, that's receiving regular chiropractic adjustments. So that, I don't want to say before and after, but it's kind of like a before and after,
mm-hmm.
where we've got a spine that either has shifts or rotations or subluxations or a low hip, and then seeing that spine be straight, level, and then of course hearing how the people have had improved health with that type of structural change.
Yeah, it's so fun. I love it when they give us testimonials and we get to share in that. in the benefits, because a lot of times our practice members have more benefits than what we're aware of when mm-hmm. they end up writing the testimonials for us, which is really fun to read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've got one of our practice members of the month that wrote a testimonial over there.
I do. I have Laura. And she wrote, so her testimonial, she says, I started at Crossroads about a year ago after both my parents and my brother had been longtime patients. I suffered from headaches and neck pain and did not want to continue to rely on over-the-counter meds to treat my symptoms. Since starting with regular chiropractic adjustments, I have seen a reduction in headaches, but have also somewhat unexpectedly noticed other benefits as well. I feel more balanced. I feel that my posture's improved and that I'm just generally more aware of how my body is feeling. And then she goes on to say that one of her favorite parts of Crossroads is the education she gets. She states, I love the holistic approach that addresses not only your spine, but also exercise, eating habits, mental well-being, etc. Also, as a visual person, I love seeing the progress made through x-rays. And she says, overall, the education has made me much more involved in my own health and well-being rather than just being a patient that is treated each time I come to the office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Me too.
I love so many parts of that. I love that she was feeling better from what she was looking for help with, mm-hmm. but also noticed other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that she's a family member.
Yes.
So it was her mom and dad and brother that first started care and said, hey, you should have your spine checked too.
Yeah. 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 I think that was that. I love seeing that, and especially knowing them all, because they all come into us, mm-hmm. but knowing how long the rest of her family members had been getting care before she decided, okay, I'll give it a go.
Yes.
And then the huge benefits she saw from it.
Yeah. Yeah. I had someone just recently this week that saw their end of the year x-rays, mm-hmm. and in seeing them said to me that not only is their neck pain better and their headaches better and their low back better, but they have more overall energy.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they feel like their overall health has improved.
Yeah.
And I heard someone this week telling you that he had bought supplies to build something. I don't even know the full story on this.
Yes. So he had just recently been on vacation from work. So I asked him how vacation was going. And he's like, well, it's a different vacation. I put in a new flooring at home, and then he did some other projects. And then he proceeded to tell me that he actually had bought the flooring supplies a year ago, with the intent to do it then, but because he was having so much low back pain and he had suffered from really bad sciatica, that he couldn't do it a year ago. So he was a little worried as to how he'd be able to handle it this year, but it didn't bother him at all, and he was able to put in a whole new floor in his house.
And that's awesome.
The biggest change he made in the past year was coming in and getting adjusted. So
yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love sharing chiropractic.
Yeah, me too.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about chiropractic in celebration of the 124th anniversary of the very first adjustment. We call it chiropractic's birthday. It restored a man's hearing in Davenport, Iowa. And we've been at Crossroads. Well, I founded it 19 years ago. And we've had hundreds, if not probably thousands at this point, of patients that have come through and have learned about the importance of taking good care of their spine. So we weren't taught when we were children, you know, gym class or health class, that there was anything to do with taking care of your spine. We were taught to brush our teeth,
mm-hmm.
But no one taught us to take care of our spine. And the spine is so important because it houses and protects your nervous system. So your brain sends electrical signals down through your spinal cord, and your spinal cord is housed and protected by the vertebra. And there's holes in between the vertebra where the spinal nerves exit and connect to your organs and all of the tissues in your body. So not only your stomach and your liver and your pancreas, but all of your skeletal muscles as well. So those muscles that move your legs and move your arms. And if there's interference by a bone in the spine that's out of alignment, that's what we call subluxation. And that keeps the connection from the brain to those end organs or to those end skeletal muscles from being 100% open and clear. So kind of like a light with a dimmer switch. If you walked into a room with full brightness and then the next day you dimmed it just a little with a dimmer switch, you might not notice mm-hmm. that the room's a little less light. And if you continue to do that every day for a month, it may actually get kind of dark, but you would have adapted to it and might not have noticed it because it came on so slowly mm-hmm. until one day you're like, geez, I can't read the newspaper anymore. What's mm-hmm. going on? So many times that's what subluxation is like in someone's spine. They have this misalignment that maybe isn't painful right away. And it just starts dimming down those signals and that connection between the brain and the body until one day they're like, hey, there's something going on.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that something going on, people don't even think it could be a subluxation or a misalignment in their spine, because it could be something like irritable bowel or asthma, not necessarily just neck pain or back pain or even headaches.
Yeah.
So I love seeing those cases when they come in and they're here for neck pain or back pain, but something else in their body gets better.
Yes.
In addition.
Yeah. I love those too. Those are some of my favorite.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I had chronic ear infections. And so going to the chiropractor for me meant that my immune system was boosted and I didn't get ear infections anymore.
That's awesome.
But I was tagging along as a little girl with my parents who were there for back pain and neck pain.
Yeah. Yeah. I started originally, I went because my then significant other had gone because he was having numbness and tingling in both arms. And he's like, hey, why don't you get your spine checked too? I was like, all right, mine's going to be fine. Famous last words, right? And definitely, like, my neck was not curving the correct way, definitely some misalignments and stuff. And I had headaches now and then, which I thought was normal. Well, fast forward to being under care about probably 3 or 4 months of regular correction. And I realized that I was sleeping through the night, which, I mean, I was in my mid-20s then, and I had never truly slept through the night my entire life.
So, wow.
Yeah, apparently I wasn't sleeping normal and didn't realize that that could be anything different. Yeah, so I was getting a lot better sleep, and I had more energy, and I noticed a boost in my immune system, too, because I wasn't getting the typical, like, you know, fall or winter colds and sinus infections and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You bring up an interesting point. So for you, not sleeping through the night was just normal. It was mm-hmm. your normal.
Yeah.
But you didn't really have an idea that there could be something else.
Yes, exactly.
That's so true.
Yeah.
For many people with lots of different things.
Yeah, especially if it's something that's been going on for majority of their life.
Yeah, especially something that happened from childhood. Mm-hmm. Like headaches are a good example of that. People just think that that's their normal.
Yes. Yep.
They're normal headaches. But headaches aren't normal.
No.
Headaches are your body's sign that there's something going on and that it needs some attention.
Yes.
And I guarantee you it's not a lack of Excedrin or Tylenol or ibuprofen.
No, definitely not.
There's something else causing your headaches other than a lack of over-the-counter medications. Well, if you've been popping over-the-counter medications to deal with an ache or pain or chronic headaches or maybe something else going on in your body and you haven't thought of chiropractic, we would encourage you this month in the birth of chiropractic to have your spine checked. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays at Crossroads for just $49. That includes a palpation exam, a case history, a postural evaluation, and x-rays if they're necessary, all for $49. And we see where your subluxations are at and how they might be affecting your health and how we can go about correcting them so that not only do you feel better, but you make structural improvements in your spine, which prevent you from having arthritis and wear and tear and more damage and issues in the future. Because if you're fixing it now, you're better off for the future.
Yes.
And we encourage you not just to get a quick fix. Sometimes chiropractic can be used as a quick fix. Oh, my back hurts. I'm going to go get cracked once or twice and I'll be all better. But instead, really take in the full depth of the chiropractic experience and find out what your patterns are, where your subluxations are, and how real, true corrective chiropractic care can change your health. Not only your spinal health, but your overall health. Give us a call at Crossroads Chiropractic. We have 3 locations in Pembroke, Meredith, and in Epping. It's 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or you can find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back here on Half Hour to Health, celebrating the 124th birthday of chiropractic.